that was my nightmare. That was my panic moment. And all of it is my fault. Create clarity and realize, are you reacting to reality or to your own perceptions? Break, breathe, ask. Hey, dear Lightwolf. Hey, dear leader of the pack. A warm welcome to today's Lightwolf Leadership Podcast episode. Today's podcast is entitled From Panic to Clarity, How to Stay Calm in Times of Crisis. This is part one of a series on this topic, on all the way on how to stay calm in moments of particular pressure, of even panic. Panic to clarity. In any case, it is a very serious problem for at least some leaders on some days in the corporate world. Because more and more people say that they do feel under some certain pressure once in a while. They sometimes feel under enormous pressure because there is a sudden, unexpected mega problem occurring that no one had on the radar screen. But they are responsible and they need to solve the problem. They fall into stress. They even maybe fall into panic. Two of many root causes of such a panic moment could be, one, an acute danger. You activate your flight or fight mode. There was something unexpected, something sudden coming that you interpret as a risk that scares you. And a second one could be physical triggers, like long-lasting periods of overload or long-lasting periods of lack of sleep. Also, those physical elements might cause panic if you're suddenly confronted with more stress than you can handle. Hopefully, you don't have these moments in your business career. Probably, you have had them occasionally. That's like me, because I have had them occasionally, very rarely, but sometimes I did. And I vividly remember one of the first ones, probably the first one, in my professional career. I was a youngster. I was in my first company for maybe 3-4 months. And I was enjoying the work I had in the marketing department of an outstanding global company. And I was responsible for a project on a very emotionally involving, baby-oriented consumer product brand. I ran a project that was important for next year's P&L, for next year's initiative plan, for our market share, for our position in consumers' minds and hearts. So it mattered. And I was responsible and I was leading it. And I suddenly received an email from my dear colleagues from our logistics department who had just completed a test with our new packaging, our new products in our warehouse. And the email reads like, "Dear Stefan, here is our perspective, and this works and this works, but here are two outstanding risks. Risk number one, pallet instability, a risk of product falling over." And I go like, the first time. And then, by the way, and as a result of all of this, risk of your lead time, meaning we might not be able to hold the time committed to the markets who are dependent on us delivering the initiative. And again, I was like, second panic moment. And then I reread the email and I reread it a second time. And then I started drafting the response. I drafted an email response. And I drafted it so with such finesse and precision and passion that it probably took me half an hour or more. And then I polished the email and then just before sending it, I re-looked at the whole wording once more, and then I pressed the send button. And then I felt some relief for about 3 seconds. I felt a little relieved. But then after 4 or 5 seconds, I started feeling a bit uneasy. And about a minute or two later, I thought like, oh, maybe not such a good idea. Maybe I should not have sent that email. And in hindsight now, with decades of experience in life and in the business world, I definitely would not have written and not sent that email. If at all written, then save as draft and put it away to just structure your thoughts, but do not send the email. I shouldn't have sent the email. But I was lucky that I was surrounded by highly professional people because they saw that the risks I was seeing were much less big than I had anticipated them. I suddenly had really, I had pictures in my mind, I had movies in my mind, like a box of my products falling off a big racket in a consumer market, in a supermarket, falling straight onto a baby car and a supermarket trolley with kids inside and me being responsible. That was my nightmare. That was my panic moment. And all of it is my fault. So my email, not a good idea. I should have done something very different. And now in hindsight, three tips for you to consider that might be useful for you. How to get you from panic to clarity. Tip number one. Keep calm. Break, breathe, ask. My first tip is that you keep calm. And if you need a technique, if you need a tool, how to get that done, then my advice is break, breathe, ask. What does that mean? Break. Let's assume that this piece of paper here is a problem. Represents a product, huh? This white sheet of paper. If I'm getting close to it, I see almost only this problem. And if this problem drives me crazy, I'm getting even closer. I'm getting very close until I see nothing but problem. There is no way I can keep calm when I'm getting so close to the problem. So step one is break and take some distance. Take a step back. A wise man once said, the problem is not the problem itself. It's our perspective on the problem and our attitude to the problem. Yeah? So taking a step back has a couple of consequences. Because all of a sudden I see problem, but also see the screen on my left, i.e. you. I see a green screen on my right. I see the floor. I see the ceiling. I see the microphone. So suddenly the world consists of much more than just the problem alone. And that calms me down. Second, after taking a step back and changing my position to the problem, breathe. Take a deep breath in. Why? Because taking a deep breath allows me to reduce my blood pressure, to reduce my pulse, and to get a lot of oxygen into my bloodstream. I get higher levels of oxygen into my brain. And as a result of that, the quality of my thinking will improve. So all these things can happen if you just say, stay calm, keep calm, and then break, breathe, ask. And ask is the third step. So rather than reacting, rather than blaming anyone, taking revenge and justifying, rather than that, understand and then ask. So here are the parts of the problem I do understand. Here is a significant bit I do not understand yet. What's the root cause of the problem? So let's go back and ask. Yeah? If I go back to the email example I've shared earlier on the baby care products brand, I should have gone back to our logistics partner a few meters around the corner or pick up the phone and call the office in the other city and ask. And just ask, hey, dear colleagues from logistics, thank you very much for your email. Very helpful, clarifying what works already and what I need to improve. I have read a word on instability, pallet instability. Could you explain me what you mean? And probably the response I would have received would have been along the lines, Stefan, I just want to inform you that about 10 years ago, we have tested a similar initiative. And like right now, we experienced small levels of pallet instability on the 10th level above the pallet. And in our own warehouse 10 years ago, we had one pack falling over. We do not want to repeat that with your initiative. Great, Mr. Logistics. So what is the solution? Well, one solution could be to put so-called tie sheets in between the layers. A thin layer of tie sheets that just increase the sticking between two packs, which prevents instability and eliminates the risk of anything falling over. And I would have asked, so what do they cost to install them in all of our initiatives? 5,000 euros? Okay, Mr. Logistics, I probably would have said, take this from my marketing budget. I want this problem solved. Let's now move to the second problem, which is launch timing at risk. And Mr. Logistics, my colleague, would have said, Stefan, you just solved that problem. Because if we take that solution, if you give me the money, the problem is solved, it's stable, and there is no more risk to your launch timing. But all of that will only happen if I ask. Yeah? So tip number one, break, breathe, ask. Tip two, realize. Reality or perception? What are you responding to? Up until about 30 years ago, I thought I'm reacting to reality. Until I attended an outstanding leadership seminar for an entire week with many leaders in my company. We spent more than 4 days on a really inspiring leadership training. One of the most profound, as simple as profound insights I took away is that I often think I am reacting to reality. In reality, I never am. I always respond to my own interpretation of my own perception. What does that mean? I'm now taking a pen into my hand and I'm showing it to camera. If you and I look at this thing here, we might think we are looking at the same thing. We are looking at the same reality. But oftentimes we are not, right? Because this is not reality. This is a pen. And I'm not reacting to this pen. I'm reacting to my own interpretation of my own perception that I'm creating in my own mind. Yeah? Because the signal from this pen goes through many different filters. First filter being my age. Second, my gender. Third, my skin color. Fourth, my religion. And many, many more. So the signal goes through filter after filter after filter and creates an image in my brain. And now I interpret this image in my own brain. That's what I'm responding to. So I respond to my own interpretations of my own perceptions, right? Not to reality. So let's get clear in step number two, what are we reacting to? What is causing our uncertainty? And what is the reality? Yeah? What is the root cause of the problem that you perceive? Yeah? And what could be a good first step to solve the problem? So that's step number two. Create clarity and realize. Are you reacting to reality or to your own perceptions? And then step three. Act. Take a simple first step of action. Why? Because every time that I have been under pressure, that I have been stressed, in those very few moments where I really felt I'm panicking, when I followed these simple steps here, taking a step back, clarifying what I'm responding to, and then taking a first step towards a solution, my feeling completely changed. My fear, my uncertainty was gone in a heartbeat. Yeah? So take a first step, take an action step, because as soon as you act, you will get calm. Take a first step, then take a second step, and you will see. As you radiate calm to the people around you, those others will also calm down. You will walk forward, you will take action towards a solution, and that will take you out of any panic or uncertainty that you may be feeling. So in summary, three tips, three steps that you might consider to get you from panic to clarity and how you can stay calm in times of crisis. One, keep calm. Break. Breathe. Ask. Second, realize. Reality or own perception. What are you responding to? And three, take action. Whenever I do these three steps, I'm getting out of uncertainty very fast and I'm avoiding getting into very deep levels of panic in the first place. By the way, if you also want to learn how to stay calm in times of crisis, how to lead yourselves, your team, your company to an entirely new level of success, then please join Lightwolf Academy. Lightwolf Academy is a one-year program where you, together with me and a few others, will for 1 year train the most effective six things that leaders need to master. How do you lead people? How do you lead yourself? How do you lead your boss? How to lead your team? How to lead a leader? And how to lead in a strategic context? My 40 best leadership tools, all in one box, about 40 short, compact learning videos that you can consume wherever you are, whenever you want, and however many times you want. All my best knowledge on the few things that matter the most for good leadership in a one-year program. And the best is that every 2 months, for six times in a row, you can learn live with me in virtual live coaching sessions in Lightwolf Academy. You'll receive questions up front, an email invitation 2 weeks ahead of the coaching session, and then you'll join me in the crowd to discuss your biggest issues on leadership. If that's interesting to you, please look into the show notes and book your slot. I would superbly appreciate to welcome you soon as a new member of Lightwolf Academy. And if you'd be kind enough to just give us a brief rating for this podcast and leave a little feedback for us, that would be extremely helpful. I hope you find at least one little thing in this Lightwolf podcast that's of help, that's useful for you, that you can put into practice to lead yourselves and others to success even more. I thank you for your time. I really look forward to welcoming you again soon here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Stefan.